We'll begin just with a couple follow-up notes on the last year. We had mentioned the Yerushalmi that some Rishonim seem to accept halacha that the Issur D'oraisa of Bishul is only the Kli Rishon al gabei Ha'esh Mamish. But once you remove a Kli Rishon min Ha'esh, we're only talking about a Din D'Rabbanan. So I saw in the Mora Shabbos, he points out that in the earlier editions of the Torah, the Torah has a line in quoting the Mishnah Mem Beis of Asru Litein Bo Tavlin, that you're not allowed to put food in a Kli Sheni. So the Argirsa in the Torah, the way we have it printed, is Asur Litein. But if it's Asru Litein, that is a mashmaos, so we're talking about a Din D'Rabbanan. I'm sorry, we're talking about a Kli Rishon Shehusar Megabe Esh. So the Torah says Asur Litein Bo Tavlin. So if it says Asru Litein Bo Tavlin, that sounds like a Din D'Rabbanan. So in the earlier Girsos of the Torah, apparently that's what was printed, but it looks like the correct Girsos is what we have, and therefore there's no diuk that the Torah necessarily holds like those Rishonim, that the Issur D'oraisa is only Gabe Esh. And in fact, there's no indication that is the Torah, and that's definitely not the position of the Shulchan Aruch. And we assume, like Rov Rishonim against Yerushalmi, that there is a potential Issur D'oraisa, even if it's a Kli Rishon Shehusar Meg Al Gabei Ha'esh. We also noted last time what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkatan Lama Gimel and Shaar HaTzion Sifkatan Mem Vav, that there's a concern of Bishul Achar Bishul, even B'davar Yavesh Shenitztanein, if it's Al Eish Mamish. And the tzion in the Shaar HaTzion, the tzion in the Shaar HaTzion is to the Eliyahu Rabbah. And we know that Rabbi Karp wondered what Eliyahu Rabbah is he talking about. The only Eliyahu Rabbah that he could find is talking about Hagas, which is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And he didn't see any evidence in the Eliyahu Rabbah that there's a chashash of Bishul Mamish, Bishul D'oraisa, in a Bishul Achar Bishul situation, Al Ha'esh Mamish. I saw the Mora HaShabbos in Siman Zayin Sifkaton Ches. He thinks that the source of the Mishnah Berurah is from the following line in the Eliyahu Rabbah. This is Eliyahu Rabbah Shin Yud Ches Sifkaton Yud Zayin, where he has a line in the context of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. He quotes the Levush, and he says, to heat something up, al gabei ha'esh is aser midrabanan, and that's in a context of some davriyavish that's already nispashel called sarcho v'niftane. So the Mora Shabbos thinks that's what the Mishnah Berurah got out of this Eliyahu Rabbah, that line that miulachamamo al gabei ha'esh aser midrabanan. That if you have something that's nisbashel called sarcho, v'nistanein, and you would normally say ein bishul achar bishul, there's still a concern midrabanan of being mechamamo al gabei ha'ish. Okay, let's move on. The Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Kafches writes as follows. This is going on Se'if Tes, that a Kli Rishon, even if it's Husar Me'al Gabei Eish, is Mevashel Kol Zman She'yatzel Edespo. Says the Magen Avraham, V'nirli Dim Eina Yatzel Edespo Shari, that if it's a Kli Rishon She'husar Me'al Gabei Eish, and it's no longer Yatzel Edespo, Mutter, Afal Gav Dil Inyan Isser V'hetri Eish Osrin, even though in the context of Isser V'hetri and Yaredeya, some say that there's an Isser Taroves, even if it's no longer Yatzel Edespo. Then the context of Shabbos, if it is not Yatzel Edespo, Yerushalmi Isa. The asu harchaka l'kli rishon, afilu ein hayatzel edespo. So he quotes Yerushalmi that there is a harchaka midrabanan in a kli rishon, even if it's ein yatzel edespo. The kakasa b'tashbeitz, the ayin b'yaredeya, simin sadidal, b'taz, b'shem Marsha. Okay, so he says, based on Yerushalmi, there's a concern that even if it's not Yatzel Edispo, there's still a possibility of Bishol B'Kli Rishon, at least Midrabana. So what is the Magen Avraham talking about? So first, the Taz that he's Mitzayim, the Taz in Yeridea, Simon Sadi Dallas of Katan Aleph, quotes from the Marshal in Perek Alabas or Simon Ayin Aleph. The Marshal says, I will read the line the way we have it printed in the Marshal, and then I'm going to point out the way the Taz quotes it relative to other Rishonim. The Marshal writes, again, Perikhas Chulin, Perikalabas, Simon Ayin Aleph. Elachom Ha'esh, Kolzman She'ein Yad Seledes, Afilu B'Kli Rishon Ve'omeit Al Ha'esh. So even if you have a Kli Rishon that's on the fire, Mamish, Ein Bo Korach Lavliya Klal. So if it's not Yad Seledes Bo, even if it's on the fire, Mamish, it doesn't do anything. V'gam Ein Aboleya. It's not Mavliya, it's not Boleya, no exposure, as long as it's not Yatzel Edispo, even if it's Al Gabei Ha'esh. Ella, says the Marshal, de Mistafina Lahakel, the Kli Rishon She'omeid Al Ha'esh. I'm nervous to be makel in practice when it comes to a Kli Rishon that's Al Ha'esh Mamish. Kolzman Shehucham, Afilu Ein Hayatzel Edispo, Ra'oi Lesor. So he's nervous to be makel in a Kli Rishon ala Eish Mamish, as long as it's hot, even if it's not Yad Seledespo. To us who are Chaka, the Kli Rishon, Kedisa B'Yushalmi. Because they made our Chaka for Kli Rishon, as it says in Yushalmi, we'll get to the Yushalmi in a moment. So what the Marshal of Anenu says is that if you have a Kli Rishon, Sha'omed al Ha'esh Mamish, even if it's not Yad Seledespo, as long as it's somewhat hot, Roy Lahachmir. Okay. The Taz, which I'm going to from here, cites, quotes the Marshal slightly differently. Instead of Omid Al Ha'esh, he quotes the Marshal as saying Eitz Al Ha'esh. So does Eitzel Ha'esh have a mashmos that it's even if it's Husar Me'al Gabei Ha'esh, as long as it's Eitzel Ha'esh, or is Eitzel Ha'esh practically the same as Al Ha'esh, but he wouldn't be machmer if it's removed from the flame entirely? More likely that Eitzel Ha'esh is the same for our purposes as Al Ha'esh, because it's still being heated by the flame. And even if you put a pot next to the fire, in the way that the fire is directly heating it, that might halachically have the status of Al Gabei Ha'esh. So it may not be that significant that the Taz quotes the Marshal as Eitzel Ha'esh as opposed to Al Ha'esh. The Shachta, we'll see in a moment, quotes the Marshal the way we have it as Al Ha'esh and not Eitzel Ha'esh. So be that as it may, so the Taz there in Sifkatan Aleph, Simon Sadi Dalet Yerideya Sifkatan Aleph, quotes from this Marshal that if you have a Kli Rishon Sha'omeit Eitzel Ha'esh, as long as even if it's not Yatzel Edispo, you have to be Machmir. And he quotes, others disagree. He quotes the Taras Chatas and the Issei V'Heter that even a Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh Mamish, if it's not Yatzel Edispo, there's no concern. Okay. So what is the Yerushalmi that's the basis of this Maharshal? The Yerushalmi is in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid here in Shabbos. Let's pull it up on the screen. The Rishami says, Ma ben kli rishon, ma ben kli sheni. Amr Yossi, kan hayad sholetes, v'kan ein hayad sholetes. What's the difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni? One of them, yad sholetes, and the other one, ein yad sholetes. Amr Yona, kan v'kan ein hayad sholetes. Both Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is Ein Hayat Sholetes. Ela Asu Harcheik L'Kli Rishon V'lo Asu Harcheik or Harcheik L'Kli Sheni. They made a Harcheik or Harchaka when it comes to Kli Rishon, but not to Kli Sheni. But fundamentally, both the Kli Rishon and the Kli Sheni are Ein Hayat Sholetes. So the Marshal understood, and the Magen Avraham that quotes this lahalacha over here, they understood that sholetes in the Yerushalmi is synonymous with soledes. So in the Yerushalmi uses the term yad sholetes, it means yad soledes bo. Ein yad sholetes is ein hayad soledes bo. And that's Beferish and Rabbeinu Chananel here on Daf Mem Amud Beis in Ar Gemara on the side of the Vilna Shas, that he writes explicitly that Sholetes in the Yerushalmi means Soledes. So based on that, Rabbi Yonah in the Yerushalmi is saying that fundamentally, both the Kli Rishon and the Kli Sheni could be Ein Hayat Soledes Bo. And nevertheless, Asu Archaka in the Kli Rishon, even if it's not Yad Soledes Bo, it is still or be treated as being Mevashel. They're still usher to put something in a Kli Rishon, even if it is Yad Soledes Bo. Even if it's not Yad Soledes Bo. Okay, that's how the Marshal and the Magen Avraham, according to the Marshal, understood this Yerushalmi. And that's where this Chumra comes from, that even if a Kli Rishon is not Yad Soledes Bo, it still is potentially mevashel, at least midrabbana. So in the Marshal himself and in the Magen Avraham, I don't think you necessarily see that this chumra extends to a kli rishon shehusar me'al gabei ha'esh. In context of the Yerushalmi, you might get that impression, is if you view this Yerushalmi in light of the next Yerushalmi in Halacha Hey that we discussed last time, that the din d'oraisa of Kli Rishon is only a Kli Rishon al gabei ha'esh mamish. And then the Yerushalmi here is saying that we're talking about derabanans. So there's a derabanan in a Kli Rishon and a derabanan in a Kli Sheni. The derabanan in a Kli Rishon is a Kli Rishon shehusar me'al gabei ha'esh. And there, this Rabbeinu Yonah in the Yerushalmi is saying, Rav Yonah in the Yerushalmi is saying that we're machmir in a Kli Rishon midrabanan, even if it's ein yad soledes bo, maybe even if it is husar me'al gabei ha'esh. That seems to be more mefurish, that possibility, in the Ritva. The Ritva on the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. There the Ritva has ha'ilfis v'akadeir shavir mirusachim me'al gabei or. Lo yitin l'sochen tavlin perish, v'mneisha kli rishon mevashel, u'mashma demilsa psiksahi, diksani lo yitin afilu kisha ein hayat soledes behem, gzeira mishum shayat soledes behem, kevan demirusachim havira me'al gabei or. So once you remove a kli rishon me'al gabei or when it's still boiling, You have to be machmir even when it's no longer ala esh, even if it's no longer yatzaledes behem. Gzeira mishum shayatzaledes behem. Right, so it's well understood in that Mishnah that if you have a klibishon shehusar me'al gabei esh, you're not allowed to put tafshel in this klibishon. We're concerned that's mevashel meet the rabbanon, even if it's no longer yaseledes bo, as long as it was merusach at the point that you were mavir it me'al gabei haesh. And that possibility you have in the Tosus Yeshanim, in the margin of the Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Beis. So it's printed in some of the newer fancy shasas, they put on the slide with the heading Tosi Shana, but in the classic print, it's just a marginal note with an asterisk on Tosi Dibur Masal Shmamina. But there the Tosi Yeshanim has a line, Pa'amim Hichmiru B'Kli Rishon, Af im ein hayad saledes bo. That there are times that we're machmir even in a kli rishon or in a kli rishon, even if it's not yad saledes bo. So that is the Marshal based on the Yerushalmi, Magen Avraham. And more explicitly in the Ritva on the Mishnah on Daf Ben Beis Amud Aleph, and the possibility that we'd be machmir in a kli rishon even if it's not yaseledes bo in the Tosi Yeshanim as well. The Taz there in Yerideya disagrees with the Marshal Lahalacha that there's no possibility of bishul exposure even in a kli rishon if it's not yaseledes bo. And the Shach as well quotes and argues on the Marshal. Shach there, Simon Kuf Hey, at the end of Sifkatan Hey, which is a long Sifkatan. So you're right, he quotes the Marshal. Velo Yeraditilis of Daito, Dare Biushalmi, Perakira Isa, De Asu Harchaka Lakli Rishon. She'ein hayad sholetes bo. V'hainu she'ein lahayad shlita bo. D'hainu hayad soledes bo. Aval kishayad sholetes bo. Mucha chasam yushalmi lehed yedishar l'kuliyama. So the Shach understood that yad sholetes bo is not the same as yad soledes bo. Yad sholetes bo is a different temperature. It's a higher temperature. So when the Yushalmi says that we're machmir, if it's ein hayat sholetes bo, it means that it is yad sholetes bo. It's hot enough that you can't hold on to it, which is what we call yad sholetes bo. But if it is yad sholetes bo, if you can hold it, that means that it's not yad sholetes bo. It's not hot enough because you can hold it. The Shach understood that yad sholetes bo is a different threshold then yad soledes bo. So if it's yad sholetes bo, that's where, if it's ein hayad sholetes bo, that means it is yad soledes bo. And that's where we're machbir in a, or that's where there's potential bishul in a kli rishon. But when it, if it's not, if it is yad sholetes bo, that means it's not yad soledes bo, because you couldn't hold it if it's soledes bo. And there's no concern of bishul, even in a kli rishon. So the Shach understood against Rabbeinu Chananel, they quote the Aruch also, against Rabbeinu Chananel, against the Aruch, that yad sholetes bo is distinct from yad soledes bo. Misha Bruin Sifkata and Samach Dalid, Paskins Lukula, Ein The Gaon here points out along the lines of the Shach that he thinks the Marashal misread the Yerushalmi. That's the Mishnah Berurah says lahalacha that we're not concerned about Bishul B'Kli Rishon, even as long as it's not Yasel Edispo, we're never concerned about Bishul B'Kli Rishon. Rabbi Carr points out that's the simple reading of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Haviran Kishahein Merusachin. So the classic case of a Kli Rishon Shehusim El Gabe Eish is that it's still boiling. It's Haviran Kishahein Merusachin. And at that moment, you put Tavlin in it. That's not Bishul. Okay. However, Rabbi Karp does point out that the Shach, in his disagreement with the Marshal, only disagrees when it comes to a Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Gabe Ha'esh. But he does say that if the Kli Rishon is still Al Gabe Ha'esh, you should be Machmir, even if it's less than Yasel Edispo, but if it's still Al Gabe Ha'esh Mamish. And Rabbi Karp just wonders why the Mishnah Berurah isn't nachis to this chiluk. The Mishnah Berurah is mitzayin the Shach we just saw, but he doesn't distinguish between a Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Gabe Ha'esh and a Kli Rishon that's Al Gabe Ha'esh Mamish. Again, we pointed out the Marshal himself is not 100% clear that the Marshal meant to extend the Yerushalmi to a case where it's Husam Al Gabe Eish, although a reasonable reader of the Yerushalmi would understand the Yerushalmi is talking about Dafka, that case of Husar Me Al Gabe Eish. So Rabbi Karp thinks that you should be Machmir if you have a Kli Rishon Al Gabe Eish Mamish to be concerned, even if it's less than Yatzel Edispo. In practice, doesn't really come up so much that you'd have Kli Rishon Al Gabe Eish Mamish that's Yatzel Edispo. We have a potential Bishul concern. Probably doesn't come up that much. Okay. Let's move on now to discuss Kli Sheni. I was back and forth whether we should talk about Iwi Mi Kli Rishon before Kli Sheni, but I think it makes more sense topically to talk about Kli Sheni and then Kli Shlishi. And then go back and talk about Iwe Mikli Rishon and Iwe Mikli Sheni. So we saw last time the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis that you can be no saying certain things into a Kli Sheni. And we saw a Tosas on Daf Mem Amud Beis that was bothered by the fundamental problem. Theoretically, you could have a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni that are the same temperature, and yet we're concerned about Bishul in a Kli Rishon, not in a Kli Sheni. What is the difference? As Tosa said, that the difference is a Kli Rishon, since it was Al Ha'or Mamish, it's Dofnos of Chamin, U'machzik Chom Uzman Meruba, as opposed to a Kli Sheni, even if at the moment it's Yatzel Edispo, Ein Dofnos of Chamin, V'holech U Miskarer. Primogodim points out, We noted yesterday or last time that Tosas presumably is bothered by the same issue that moves the Yerushalmi to make the distinctions that the Yerushalmi makes between Kli Rishon Al Gabe Eish and the Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Gabe Eish. Along those lines, the Prima Gadim points out the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Melicha, Hilchos Dam. In Yoredeya Simon Samen Ches is a very long Prima Gadim that goes through five categories of Kalim in the context of Bishul B'chol HaTorah Kula. They're in the context of Yisra Behetar, Rekli Mishag, Aleish, Lo Gabe Eish, Iroi, Klisheni. So the Prima Gadim there has an Arichus, and he points out in the end of the paragraph beginning Vadin Harishon that Tosfos isn't misyaches to the Yerushalmi. He quotes the Korban Eidah, and the Yerushalmi is bothered. Why Tosfos doesn't quote the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi seems to be addressing the same issue. So Bibi Gadam says that's because he has two approaches. But one of them is that the Yerushalmi is coming from a fundamentally different starting point. The Yerushalmi assumes that you're only chayim in a Torah b'kli rishon al ha'esh. So then the Yerushalmi comes to this distinction between a kli rishon sheyatzel edespo and a kli sheni sheyatzel edespo. But that's based on the starting point that we're all talking about derabbanan's anyway, since the only derisa if it's al ha'esh mamish. If you don't have that starting point, as Tosfos assumes the Bavli doesn't, so then the Yerushalmi's distinction isn't relevant. And that's why Tosfos has to give the teres that Tosfos gives. So just to understand a little bit more what the parameters of Tosfos's teres are, the distinction between Dofnosav Chamin and Dofnosav Miskarin. So first, just one more makom. The Chavistas, and the Chavistas was in the Sivis's Perish and Yerudei. Chavistas, Simon Sadi Aleph, Sifkaten Hey. So he just notes in a side comment that the implicit question that he is addressing is a critical factor in determining whether Bishul can be effective, whether you have Dofnosav Miskamimin, or that you don't have Dofnosav Miskarin. So the way he says it is, so he says Nafkamina is for Davar Gush, as we'll discuss probably next time, the form of the Marshal, that if you have a Davar Gush, that is a din, that's Fityas Ledespo of a Kli Risha. So a Davar Gush doesn't have Defanos Makaros, but also doesn't have Defanos Mechamimus. So it is the default that if you have something that's Yatzel Edespo, it'll be Mevashel, unless you have the Defanos Makaros working against it? Or is the default that Yatzel Edespo will only give me Mevashel if you have the Defanos Mechamimus that are working in its favor? Because where's the stam? What's the default? Is it that by default, anything Yatzel Edespo should be Mevashel unless you have something working against you? And that's the Defanos Makaros of a Glisheni. Or is it by default, Yatzel Edespo is not going to be Mevashel unless it's enhanced by the Defanos Mechamimus? So he says one afkamina would be Davar Gush. When it comes to Davar Gush, you don't have Defanos Makaros and you don't have Defanos Mechamimus. You have nothing working for you, nothing working against you. It's like a piece of meat, which is Yatzel Edespo. So let's just keep that in mind as we go on. The Chavistas presents that as a question how to understand Tosfos. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Simon Kuf Hey. Beis Yosef in the beginning of Simon Kuf Hey writes as follows. Because Tosos, he says, Al Karchach near Behedya, the Sphere lay, the Klisheni, Afal Pisha Yad Saledispo, Eno Mevasha. And according to Tosos, the Klisheni definitionally is not Mevasha, even if it's Yad Saledispo, even if the temperature inside the Klisheni is Yad Saledispo. The Eno Alaor, Kol zman sheyatzel edesbo, hu mevashel. K'mo shekasu tos perkira, the kli risha mitoch she'omer al eish, doth nosav chanin, u mafik chomo zman meruba. Lefikach, kol zman sheyatzel edesbo, aser. So, if you have something that was al gabe eish, even if it's pasku risichosav, it's no longer boiling, it's no longer al eish, but so long as it's still yatzel edesbo, it retains its ability to be mevashel. Avaklisheni she'ein dofnosav chamin v'holechu miskarer af al gav v'yatzel edesbo eino mivashel. V'nira li, says the Beis Yosef, dafilu mala resichos b'klisheni ke'ein shaya b'klivishon, even if it's mamish boiling in a klisheni, eino mivashel. The cloud gadol hu, the klisheni eino mivashel b'shem panim. Dame Lokane, Lahavale Lutamuda, Listam Belomar, Klisheni, Eno Mevashel. The Beis Yosef understands in Tosfos that Klisheni, Eno Mevashel, Pshuto Kemishma is an absolute statement. A Klisheni is incapable of being Mevashel because of those nos of Mekarim. And even if you have a Klisheni that's Mala Resichos Mavish, even if it's 100% boiling, doesn't help. It's still Eino Mevashel. So there's an absolute exclusion that under no circumstances is a Klisheni Mevashel. Then you have to work a little bit harder to understand what are the, you know, how does Dofnosav Miskarvin fit into that or explain that, even in the extreme case where Hachush Machir, so to speak, that you have a klisheni that's with 200 degree water and you put something in it. So halakhically, Eino Mevashel, even though if you look at it, it looks like scientifically, Bishel is being affected. But that's the basic understanding. It's also that under all circumstances, absolute terms, klisheni, Eino Mevashel, klal. The Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadim's Perish Shan, the Gemara and Shabbos, Rosh Yosef, Mem Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Shmamina, understood differently. Rosh Yosef understood that in theory, if you have a klisheni that can actually heat up its context, its contents, in a way that could reach Yatzel Edesbo, Itaka would be Mevashel. And Tosis is simply saying, Alarov, under normal circumstances, if you have a klisheni, because it's not, it was never heated up in the fire, so it's not Dovnosav Mechamimos, it can't retain heat so for so long, or it can't retain heat well. So, alarov, it's not capable of being mevashel. Once it's removed, once you put something in a klisheni, you pour the water into a klisheni, so it's incapable, normally speaking, of bringing that which you're going to place into it to a point of yatzel edesbo. But in a chanami, if you had a case where it did reach yatzel edesbo, then it would be mevashel. There's nothing magical about klisheni. It's simply alarov. Under most circumstances, the mitzias is that a klisheni is not going to be mevashel, but nothing fundamentally unique about klisheni. Then he writes a little bit more on membeis amibeis. Kashuli. Kan barachayim simin shen yud chesif yud alef ambati. So take a look at the Mechaber in Simen Shin Yud Ches Seif Yud Aleph. This is the Gemara on Mem Beis. Let's actually take a look at the Gemara together for a second first. So Gemara has the two dots towards the top of Mem Beis and Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan. No saying Adam Chamin Lesochat Sonein Velo Hat Sonein Lesochat Chamin Divrei Beis Shammai. But they saw Amrin Bein Bechamin Tochat Sonein Min Sonein Lesochat Chamin Mutter. So you're allowed to put hot water into cold water into hot water. The Medvar Murin Bekos. Aval Bambati Chamin Lesochat Sonein Velo Sonein Lesochat Chamin. When it comes to an Ambati, a bathtub, so then you can put Chamin into Sonein. You can't put Sonein into Chamin. Okay, take a look at the Mechaber. Shin Yuchas Yidalf, Ambati, Perish Klisha Rochetzbo, Shel Merchatz, Shehi Malaya Mayim Chamin, Ezrama, Alpha P Shehi Klisheni, E Nos Nala Mayim Sonein, Shere Mechamin Man Harbe. So you can put cold water into this Ambati because it's going to heat up the cold water. It says the Prima Gadim here in the Rosh Yosef, Kashali. Kan Barachayim Shin Yuchas Yid Aleph, Yigia Rav, the Ramashu Klisheni, Alma Klisheni Mevashel, Kishahu Merusach Harbe. So it sounds like a Klisheni is capable of being Mevashel if it's at the right temperature. Umistama, Kedera Shahu Kam Labishel, Kishamala Resichos. So presumably you could have other cases that have the same temperature in a klisheni as in a bati. So why is it that the Rama elsewhere tells you unequivocally klisheni ein mevashel? Don't you see from here the Rama is saying there are cases of a klisheni that could be mevashel if it's hot enough. Velule divrei hamagen of ram sifkat lamedalet hacharashti. So if not for the magen of ram, I wouldn't have been so bothered. What's he blaming the magen of ram for? So the magen of ram writes in sifkat lamedalet dush klisheni dekeven shem lerechitza mistama hein chamin harbe. So we're talking about hot water. So had the Magen Avraham not said we're talking about very hot water, then I could have said, Hecharashti, Dayisi Omer Shinira Kamavashal. I would have said there's no Bishal issue here. This is simply a Mefsi Kamavashal issue. As Tosus writes there, Dibra Maskil Aval Bambati Amen Bezim and Aleph. But we're not concerned about Bishal Mamish because there's never Bishal in a Klisheni as hot as it may get. Masha Enkin, Amagan Avram, Sham Hetik Deviator, Shem is Bashlim, Amayim, Atson, and Mechamid. But that's not what the Magen Avram says. Magen Avram says we're actually worried about Bishal. But Kol Shekein Bishari Surin. So why does the Ramah not flag this in your day as well? That we should be concerned about Bishul b'klisheni if it's hot enough. Imlo shenomar mayim kalim l'spashel sheyad solezbo zeh bishul amashen ki bishari surim. Lest you'll distinguish between water, that water is more easily mispashel, even a klisheni. Mikol makom hamored tzarech lizar b'zeh ki kifi anira ein lahaka b'klisheni sherasei achar b'kedich sivna. But the Rosh Yosef writes here that lahalacha, he thinks he should be choshesh, that a klisheni is potentially mevashel if it is hot enough, even though it's a klisheni. The footnote there in the Rosh Yosef says that the Prima Gadim in Yerideya is not machmir. So in the Chidushim, it sounds like he thinks you have to be machmir lalacha. He points out the Prima Gadim in Yerideya isn't machmir, but be that as it may, he raises that concern over here. He understood in Tosos the possibility that if you have a klisheni that is hot enough, it could be mevashel. And dofnosav miskarin. Tosos go, look, that's talking about, when we say klisheni and mevashel, that's alarov. Under most circumstances, klisheni is incapable of being mevashel. But that itself is a machlokas we showed him here by Ambati. That case of Mendezam and Aleph, the Rashba writes, the Rashba is Dibra Maskil, it's a long Dibra Maskil, Davar Sheina Miskavin. So in the middle there, he has a line about Ambati. V'afal pishu klisheni uba alma ena mevashel, even though the Ambati is a klisheni. And generally speaking, a klisheni is ena mevashel. Hachashani lefisha darkon lechamaman yosemidai. But when it comes to Nabati, the norm is to heat it up excessively, to warm it up to high temperature. So there, even though it's a klisheni, it's still capable of being mevashel. And that's as opposed to Tosfos, there, Dibur Maskal Aval Bambati, that we just referenced in the Rosh Yosef, that no, we're talking about Gzeira de Rabbanan. Gzeira de Rabbanan in a klisheni, if it's hot enough, atu kli risha. That you won't be able to distinguish between a kli, you won't realize it's a klisheni, not a kli risha. The Tosfos writes, in that case, Lefisha chamin harbe, the ikal amigzar, the haroe osan chamin kolkach, sabre de kli rishanhu. That since it's abnormal to have such a hot temperature in a klisheni, if you see the sambati, you'll think that it's a kli rishan. We're not talking about our bathtub that's in the part of the fixture of the house. We're talking about a portable tub. So you might think if you see a nambati that's so hot that you had heated up al gabe age previously. But fundamentally, if it's a be'etzem, a klisheni is einu mevashel, even if it's hot enough, just exer the rabbanon in this kind of situation that we're gozer klisheni atu kli risha. Okay. The chai other mites halacha, klal kaf os dalid, that if you have a klisheni, which is where the temperature is yad nichvespo, it's a higher temperature than yad seledespo, he thinks that everyone would agree that that is mevashel. That if you have a klisheni that's yad nichvespo, everyone agrees that's capable of being mevashel. And he brings a raya from the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser. Ram Hilchos Maaser, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tesvav, which is presumably based on Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi, parallel to our Yerushalmi and Shabbos, distinguishes between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tesvav. Hashemen, Mishieri, Le'uka, Alpha Pisha Yara Notel Mina Eka Mina Mamal Mibena Path Vinosin Lakarak Tan Latam Kulatokatashal Alpha Pisha Ucham Nesha Eno Misbasha Klisheni Iba Yacham Bioser Kede Shayichva Esayad Loyitan Lasocha Nesha Misbasha. So we're talking here in the context of what is Gemar Malacha for the purposes of Maaser. So if you have something that is Cham Biyoser, Kadesha Yichve Sayad, that is potentially Misbasha. The Chayadim understood on this basis that if you have something that's Yad Nichvespo, that's Mevashel. Says the Radvaz there, Iko Amedok. Demash midvarav dafilu klisheni mevashel v'anan kaimelan b'chol duchta de klisheni ena mevashel v'yesh lomar delo ayir abeinu ela b'klishen esbashel bo ala esh daviro seach as mevashel. Now maybe the Rambam is talking about a klivishon shehusar me'al gabe ha'esh. Then he says odesh l'tarets the afal gav the baalma bishul klisheni lo chashav bishul. That even though it's true in general, bishul klisheni isn't bishul. L'inyan kvias meiser hukba kaven sha'ayide bishel ze humachshiro lachila nigma melachto. When it comes to hilchos meisros, so that's a different standard. We're talking about what's gemar melacha, what's the end of the processing of this food item. So if it's something that's normally cooked before eating, so the gemar melacha is affected at the time of bishel. But for that, you don't need halachic bishel. All you need is that it's hukshar lachila, that it's in the final edible state. So it doesn't make a difference whether that's bishel b'chol etor kul or not. As long as in practice, you've created a situation where the food is edible, so then it's hukba lemaiser. But that shouldn't necessarily tell you anything about Hilchos Bishul B'chol HaTorah Kula. So this Radvaz, or the Odish of the Radvaz, would serve as a dechia to the Raya of the Chai Adam, that you don't necessarily see anything from this Rambam that would be relevant to Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi Carr points out that he thinks it's meduyak that way in the Rambams, that the Rambam here in Meiser says that it's Eina, that if the heat has come to a point of Yainichba, it's Mispasha. It has been cooked passively. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perkavav, uses the Kafbeis, uses the term Klisheni Eino Mivasha. So in terms of active bishul, what's considered bishul in Hilchos Shabbos, the klisheni isn't mivashel, but it could have the effect in Hilchos Meiser of being misbashel for those purposes. But as far as bishul daraisa, so then the Rambam, as we saw, may be going, excuse me, with the Yerushalmi, that bishul daraisa is only physically bishul al gabe esh. So in those definitions, klisheni is not mivashel. And he said, he points out another raya within the Rambam that in Hilchos Shabbos there's no bishul b'klisheni even at a higher temperature. So Rambam in Parakaf Bey's Halacha Vav, back to the Rabbanan chapter. Rambam Parakaf Bey's Halacha Vav, Mecham Shapina Mayim Chamin, Mecham Shapina Mimenu Mayim Chamin, Mutter Liten Lesocha Mayim Sonen Kidei Lahav Shiran. So you can put cold water into a Mecham, into a kettle to take the chill out. Skipping. V'chein kidei rabo sachas, afa pisha he'll read on the ala ish, lo'it in l'socha tablin. If you have a boiling kedera, even if it's no longer ala ish, you can put spices into it. Avanosi l'socha melach, so we'll talk about that probably next time. The rest of the Gemara there on Membez. Shamelach ena v'spashel el al gabe ish gedola. V'mtsak, v'myatsak atav shel b'kedera l'ka'ara. But if you pour the tavshil from a kedera to a kara, from a kli rishon to kli sheni, afa pishahu roseach the kara, even though it's roseach in the kara and the kli sheni, mutar lo liten l'socha kara tavlin she kli sheni ena mevashel. The Rama uses the lashon afa pishahu roseach the kara, even though it's roseach in the kli sheni. So it sounds like it's still roseach when it's in the kli sheni, and yet mutar lo says l'socha tavlin because kli sheni is ena mevashel. It sounds like even if the water in the klisheni is roskin, even if it's still roseach, the klisheni is not going to be vashel at all, as hot as the temperature may be. So the stima of rov poskim is against the chai adam. Nevertheless, meaning that you don't have to be choshesh for bishul b'klisheni, even if it's yad nechves bo. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish writes in the end of Siman Nun Beis that there's a makom lahachmir like the chayadam, and the Mishnah Berurah also, Mishnah Berurah cites the chayadam in two places. One of them is just a citation. One of them sounds like an endorsement. In Shin Yud Ches Sipkatan Mem Ches. Shin Yud Ches Mem Ches. Ayin B'chay Adam Shekasa Dehecha Deyanich Ves B'lukul Yama M'vashal Afil B'chli Sheni. So there he just cites the Chay Adam. However, in Shin Yud Ches, in Borer, there halacha sifta l'diba maskel chayev. So he has a line there that if you have a klisheni that's yanich vespo, bevada yesh lizar bezemeod. You definitely have to be Nisar Bazem Ma'od. So, as we wrote earlier, he writes in Shin Yud Ches. It's interesting, Shin Yud Ches, he just wrote that he cites the Chayadam without comment. In Shin Yud Ches, the Berlacha says you have to be Nisar Bazem Ma'od, which is a more, much more robust endorsement of the position of the Chayadam. That being said, Rabbi Karb quotes from Avil Yashiv that Rav Yashiv understood this is just a chumrah. So all things being equal, you should be machmir like the chay adam if possible. But if there are other considerations, at the end of the day, it's only a chumrah. And Meikar Adin, we assume that a klisheni is eino mevashel, even if it's more than yanich v'espa. Now, everything we said till now, that klisheni is eino mevashel, that's talking about the things that are not nisbashel in a klisheni, except for Kali Bishel and all the other exceptions of what could be nisbashel in a klisheni. And when you get to all the exceptions, we'll see there are many more exceptions than the rule. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. And next time, Ritz Hashem, we will talk about Kali Abishal and what is Nispashal and Klisheni. Then we'll talk about Klishlishi. And then we'll talk about Iroi Mikli Risha. Okay, who's out of town next week? Okay, you're both out already on Sunday?
I'll be here.